budget workshop meeting to order for the town elect Flambeau. Members of the board are present, media has been notified. Item on the agenda is to work on budget for 2019 and review requests. We've got a copy of the draft that Nancy and I, have been working on.
I see the one that we have made most question marks is.
Request that, either they're here in the audience or I have them written here, so I'll go through them after me.
Just general expenses, Nancy's looking at $1,000 increase in election expenses. Assessor contract for $500.
You got it, program.
Yeah.
He has to pay for it.
He has to pay for it through the state.
And we have the new line item of $10,000 for the audit.
Yes, which I dropped down to $7,000 because apparently it's not gonna actually be $10,000. Preferably we'll probably continue doing that, I'm not sure, so we'll have to.
Yep. The insurance and benefits, set cost of social security. Health insurance, you can see actually went down.
That's because one less person.
One last person on the plan. Fire department remained the same. Ambulance department from the chief remained the same. In the public works department, we had slight increases, you'll see in the labor end of things, and that's reflected back in for wages, because we figured in a 4% increase.
Yep.
Yeah, 4% increase on wages. The cost of living went up 3%, so you're gaining 1%. Heat, lights, and water, you can see that one up.
It always comes up.
Yeah. For the most part, everything else is the same, equipment additions are up.
Because we needed a mower.
More. Mowers are getting tired. Airport, you can see went down. Transfer station, that's up a bit. Again, you have the labor in there. Animal control, and I don't know if you have things for any of these then, for, that we have yet at the same, same as the cemetery. Recreation programs and events. Currently is down. Why is that?
What is that?
The recreation programs and events.
Well, because last year we gave the library additional.
Gotcha.
Money for that program.
Gotcha.
So we brought it back to what we originally did.
We brought numbers back to the original numbers, and then we can work from there, and, you know, some of those we didn't plug in just automatically.
Yeah, last year we gave $6,500 extra dollars for that special program.
For the whole program.
No, that was for the.
Oh, the library, interlibrary.
Yeah, go online and stuff.
Tourism, that is yet at the same. Zoning, slight increase there in reflecting wages. channel clearing, conservation, the hatchery contract, and the channel clearing labor has remained the same. And then the last sheet is the tax levy, which you'll see there's a slight increase of $10,000, approximately, well, $7,000 increase on that. And then the other revenues we have. Transportation aids, we kept that at the same. We don't know yet what those are going to be. They won't come out until...
Probably after the election.
Yeah.
I got a letter from him that says, right now you gotta use last year's figures.
We're using last year's figures. I'm hoping that there's an increase in that, so... All right. Do you guys have any questions?
Madam Secretary.
We did get some...
Requests.
Requests, which we'll go through and we can then plug those in. And if there's anybody here representing those requests, time is...
Janelle?
Okay, all right. Okay, yeah, I'm Janelle Schrader. I'm the director for the Lakeland Retirement Foundation. We're commonly called the Lakeland Senior Center, but our new name is Generation, so we're kind of confusing. We have a few aliases right now, but I just wanted to come by. I've went to all of the town boards to talk to them about the services that we provide to the elderly in this community. And we are, as I'm sure you're aware, Forest, Oneida, and Vilas County, Oneida, Vilas, and Iron County are the three counties in the state that are aging the fastest. So we're trying to provide more services for our citizens than we did. As you know, our building burned in 2015. I took over as director a year and a half ago, and since that time, we've been implementing a lot more programs and activities to try to offer more to the community. So we've increased our usage by a lot. We're doing a lot of more classes, programs, presentations. We've been doing several day trips that we take people on, and we just finished our first multi-day trip. I took 50 seniors to Mackinac Island in northern Michigan.
Saw that in the paper.
Yes, yes, and it was great. I only lost one person for about 2 hours, and thankfully I didn't know he was lost till he was returned. So that was, otherwise it would have been a very bad day for me. Yes, yes. So anyway, we're trying to do a lot more fun things, so we're planning a lot more for the winter also. We do get residents of Lac du Flambeau who come over and participate in our card programs and our trips. So every year you have given approximately $700, I think, to us, and we very much appreciate that. That totally goes to helping us provide the services to the seniors. We are, of course, asking, you know, if there's any possibility. We would certainly appreciate more, you know, than that, if possible. So that is one of the things I wanted to bring up. And then also, I'm sure you know that we are building a new building. I brought a couple of pamphlets about that that you can look at if you want. So that we had hoped to start last year. But I'm sure you've also heard that Howard Young Medical Center, Ascension, gave us some property. So now we're going to be right behind One Penny Place by the hospital. Our old property is up for sale, so that will help with our numbers there. But we're hoping now to start in spring. We're ever hopeful that we'll get more large, you know, donations coming in. We've had one gift for $50,000, another gift for $60,000, and we've been told that we're going to be getting another one, but we don't know the dollar amount. But we've raised about $230,000 since April 10th. So we're doing okay, but we're just waiting for that, you know, six-figure check, you know, to come through. So anyway, but do you have any questions for me about what we do for the seniors? Or
I just wanted to know, do you have any records of how many residents of Lac Des Sambo use the facility, or?
I don't, right with me. We could try to find out as far as, you know, like our members. We do at this point charge a small membership fee. So we could definitely look through and see how many members we have. Offhand, I can think of three people that come from here to play cards regularly. But yeah, I could try to find that out. You know, all of our old records, of course, were destroyed. So we're trying to get back into, you know, keeping more of that stuff now. Anything, any questions or?
Do you have a target figure?
Yes, our total fundraising goal is 2.5 million. The cost of the building is 2.3, but we're trying to get, you know, a little extra in there.
Yeah.
We've been very fortunate. The architect and builder that we're working with is Keller out of Wausau. And they have been very good to us. Usually, if you change your plans, they charge you. And they haven't charged us, and we're on the ninth plan. They've been phenomenal. And we literally paid them $1,500 for the plan. So they've been great.
That's cheap. I know.
I read about what's going on in another community and how much was paid. And we were very fortunate that they made that deal with us. So we're trying to be very frugal. At this point, we've been this summer trying to sell our old property by ourselves to save the real estate fees. We will end up listing it, I think, in the next month or two. But I did find a title company that's willing to donate all of that work for us. And I'm hoping to find a generous realtor that would be willing to cut their commission a little bit for us, too. So we'll see. So.
Check with me later. I may have a name for it.
Oh, wonderful. All right. Okay.
I don't want to put it out too far.
Sure. Sure. That'd be great.
Have everybody come in working for a deal.
Yeah. Okay. What do you have? Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I don't have this year's draft, but last year's, is that the elderly program that we donated?
Yes.
So that's I thought that was a Lac Des Sambo project. So it's
both. It's both.
Oh, is that broken down?
3,000, is it 3,700 in
there? Yes.
Yep.
3,000 goes to Lac Des Sambo Senior Center.
700.
And 700 to them.
Right.
Thank you.
Right. Yeah. You know, obviously we ask the larger communities for more. Minocqua, Woodruff, and Arborvita have been giving $10,000 a year. We've asked them for $12,000 this year, so we're trying to get a little more. And Lake Tomahawk had actually stopped donating after the fire, but now they're back on board and giving us a couple thousand too. So we're hoping to get that built up as people see the value of what we can provide. So,
okay.
Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. I guess I'll talk about the Indian
Bowl.
Sure.
Go ahead.
George and Brown submitted a request. What program we started to raise a little money to pay for the powwows has been to ask for $1,000, and for that $1,000 you would be a sponsor of a powwow and would be recognized during that powwow as a sponsor. Names would be, all the sponsors are listed and shown in the entrance of the powwow. And you get some seating, you know, you get some free tickets. And so
we don't get free tickets.
You can't get free tickets.
You can sell those tickets.
You can't keep free tickets?
No.
Yeah, that would be a real conflict.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's all right.
You keep the tickets, sell them, and keep
the money. We'll give you the sponsorship.
Yeah,
and talk about.
Give people free tickets.
Sure.
Chicago, you can do that, not here.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know. But anyway, we offer that to other sponsors this year. We brought in $15,000 in sponsorship to pay for the powwow, which pays the dancers and singers, and have a little money left over to pay for, you know, electricity. And we were able to buy a new sound system using, you know, monies. So anyway, we're going around and thought, well, we'd ask see if the town would like to be a sponsor.
other towns do that?
No, haven't asked any other towns.
Oh.
I could, that's a good idea, though. I may ask Minocqua and Woodruff, Arborvitae. I mean, people come from all over, you know.
Sounds like a good idea in terms of bridge building.
Yeah.
Any other questions on that one?
Okay, and then I got a letter from the chamber. We currently give money to the chamber. However, they said that they had some, our annual cooperative advertising through Violet County Chamber has increased from $1,500 to $2,000 for a difference of $500. And the cost for the portable toilets for the 4th of July event has increased from $500 to $900 for a difference of $400. So they're asking if we would increase the chamber's budget by $900.
That's under the tourism.
Tourism,
hall.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. And then I got a letter here. Well, I think this is the letter. A couple meetings ago, remember, the library came for the whole program, which is a program that's basically for youth to keep them off the streets, I think.
Yep.
She was supposed to be here with other requests for the library. I don't see her.
Okay.
And my...
What was it that we had for that whole program?
Well, what we gave them, we had, we took it out of the youth fund,
yeah,
which was, I believe, $450.
And
was in the youth fund, no, $550, and we gave them $1,000.
$1,000, okay.
We took that out of.
That was for that, the youth,
some kind of a variety camp out celebration or whatever.
Yep.
Right.
My thought on that is, you know, I think it's probably a wonderful program, but before we start putting it in as a line item, because once you get a line item, they're hard to get rid of, we should get some feedback from them, what they actually do, like write up of their activities and what they plan on.
How it went this year, because it was their first year, wasn't it?
Mm. And a lot, yeah, they...
But, you know, I think we should get some kind of like a write up of what they plan and how they plan on using the money instead of just handing over money and not knowing where it's going to.
I would agree with that, I think.
And my thought was you could almost put money in the youth fund if you wanted to.
Yep. Exactly.
And have them come to the town board and ask for them like they did last year.
You know, if you could just get an update on how this year went.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They can always come back instead of designating it to that specific organization.
Okay.
And the last, well, the head, or the, I can go over that later, animal control. Thought they'd be here too. When we get to the item of animal control and we're working on it later, I really do think we should up that a little bit because, first of all, our animal person,
animal control officer.
Yeah, he has a hard time taking dogs to Violet County. A lot of times they don't take them, so they have to take them to Crandon. Crandon charges more. And it's farther for them to go. However, we have to have some place to put these animals. I mean, none of us want them in our backyard.
Does Violet County take animals from other communities in Violet County?
Well, it's not Violet County run. It's private.
Not, it's not the county. It's run by the Humane Society. But they are run in the property that was donated by the county, right?
Oh, yeah, there's an affiliation there, but they are.
I don't think they can screen us out and say we're not going to take your animals.
Well, I think
if they're
in capacity, then they say we can't take them anymore, and that's when
75% of the time when Mabu calls, she says I'm full. Then we end up taking them down to Crandon.
Yeah,
there's been a lot of tension there for a lot of years. Yeah.
And the thing is, we have to have some place to take them. Otherwise, we're going to have to build our own. You know, and so.
And we did that years and years ago, and it's.
So when we get to that line item, we can discuss that.
When I have my other hat on, I'll talk to some people about that, see if we can find out.
Yeah, Elliot was supposed to, or Elliot or Larry. Okay, and my last thing that I got here was a letter from the Crawling Stone Lakes Association is requesting $1,000 so the association can add a second employee to the boats monitoring at the DNR boat ramp on Silver Beach. They're well aware of the impacts of invasive, aquatic invasive species, so are we. They get grants from the DNR to help with the debt inspector. They currently have one inspector, and I believe it's somewhere in here, one inspector. They want to hire an additional watercraft inspector to work the remaining 2 days a week at a cost of $2,000. We're asking for half that amount, the association will cover the other half. My only thought on that, just for you guys, is, first of all, it's a chain. Every landing isn't covered.
That's just the landing on Little Crawling Stone you're talking about?
Right.
They currently have a person there for so many hours, but they need another.
Is that because it's the only DNR?
Probably.
Yeah, it is the only DNR one, all the others are tribal.
Yeah.
I think Fence Lake is the other most used landing, you know, for getting on the chain, besides the campground. So, yeah, we just had several incidences this year and.
Yeah, they gave me a copy of some of the instances that they had.
Right.
They found stuff and.
And.
A lot of times it's those people that are taking in and out of the what do you call those things where your boats? You know where your boats.
Oh, docking, the dock people.
They say basically they ain't got time to look for weeds, so.
Yeah, we had a couple incidents there.
Couple instances on that, yeah.
I know.
And my only other thought on that is if we start doing it for one lake association, we're going to start getting them from all the lakes association. And we just support that.
I don't know that we have to give everybody money.
Well, what are you going to say when Fence Lake comes in and says, well, you gave it to Crawling Stone?
If we don't have the money, we don't have the money. But it's an important issue, once this.
Oh, it is, and it's also a chain, you got to remember, so when they're putting in at Fence Lake, those things are going into Crawling Stone and whatever too.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, unless you have somebody 24/7 at a boat landing, it's inevitable.
I don't think that's.
It's sad, and I commend the people that do that, I used to do it.
Yeah.
And it's not a fun job because you get a lot of sassy people talking to you. But.
Oh, Nancy, you can handle that.
Yeah, I can.
She did.
But, you know, I enjoyed it, I enjoyed doing it, and I commend those people that are doing it, but to me, just personally, I think unless every landing is covered 24/7, you're going to get it.
I don't know if that's a reason to not do it. If we stop one boat from bringing one invasive in, that's.
That's just my thought.
Yeah. That's still worth.
And I was just worried about, you know, Fence Lake saying, well, you gave it to Crawling Stone, and White Sands said, well, you gave it to Crawling Stone, and Gunlock saying, oh, you gave it to Crawling Stone. That was, I know how that goes.
You'd have to start sharing people.
So then basically if you only have $1,000, then you're dividing it between eight lakes, you're getting $200. And where's that going to go? Just my thoughts.
That's what we have for requests then?
That's what we have for requests. Now we can work.
Yes, Jim?
On the library fund, you said you had gone back to the original $7,000?
Yeah.
Because that $6,500 was for the Merlin program?
Yeah.
Well, as of last month, they hadn't done anything on that, they said there's problems at Northern Waters, that they're not being able to implement that, and Rob told them, we have to use that money by this calendar year or it's gone.
Exactly.
So you have no conversation with them that they want to roll it over or anything like that?
No, they can't roll it over.
Other thing, when you implemented that program, you knew upfront that if the additional years was going to be an additional, I mean, I'm not advocating that, but they said there's an additional $3,500 each year following.
And as I said, she said she was going to be here today.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
She said she was going to be here today.
I'm surprised nobody's here from the library.
Yeah, we can't make people do things.
I understand.
You know?
But we were in for the dime, in for the dollar when we implemented the program. I'm not, like I say, I'm not advocating for the library.
Yep.
But, anyway.
Yep, I agree.
Okay, thanks, Nancy.
Okey dokey.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
So.
You guys have any other?
We do have a little money that we can take out of, if we have to.
Out of the.
Equipment additions. But basically that's.
So we can't let on revenue. Or have you already figured that in?
No.
Well, yeah, I mean, the revenue and expenses right now match.
Yeah, okay.
That's because the extra money is in.
Okay.
If, I can't really call it extra money, because we really need a new one.
Yeah.
It's.
You know, the less we take out of new equipment, the better, because Pete says that mower ain't going to last too much longer, or attachments for the mower or something.
As it sits right now, our revenue, our expenditures match our revenue on the bottom line.
So anything you change.
We're zero neutral right now.
Yeah.
Right, anything you change, we'll have to take out, yes.
We'd have to be shifting out of other categories to put into new.
Right.
Is what it comes down to.
So if we look at all of these, I mean, it seems like the stick that we're having right now is the donation thing. And I'm, you know, when I was chairman of finance of Lattis County, I was very strict about it. We are not donators, you know what I mean? That isn't what.
No.
That isn't what government is. I don't like the word, it should never be used. I do believe in community projects. I am sponsoring things, but we're not a donator. I don't ever want to hear that terminology coming from.
We're actually, we subsidize civic programs.
Correct.
We don't donate.
Right, so.
Right now, as it stands with the ones that we have here, there's an increase of $2,900. Basically in the tourism.
Right.
Area.
And that would be,
You're talking about $900 for the chamber?
Yeah, if you took $900 for the chamber, $1,000 for,
$1,000 for the powwow.
$1,000 for the powwow and $1,000 for crawling stone. And then you still have the youth programs, library slash Hope, and then the Lakeland Senior Center.
Yeah, and we really didn't even talk about that. I mean, I believe in helping seniors in every way, especially with the aging community we have here. I mean, so I'm just wondering how much, who are people using?
Well, I don't know, you know. I think primarily the people in town will be using the one that we have here.
I know they have their own.
Which is, you know.
And I'm sure they'd love more money too, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, most of their subsidy comes from the tribe.
So. I understand that. I think they're a really good deal.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you could slight them, you know what I mean? We gave the Lakeland one more money and didn't recognize them.
Exactly.
With everything that.
Now, with my thought, if we did do anything for them, we should up ours.
100%, because we get such a big bang for our buck.
Yep.
I mean, when you're talking about Monocle giving 10 grand or whatever to theirs.
It's theirs.
I'm saying ours is really used here, and we've got a really good program to use here. Very generous.
Yeah, ours gets used quite a bit.
And it's still worth taking a look at the usage numbers and see what.
100%.
Yeah.
I wish you had a little bit more prepared for that.
Yeah, you know, if there's 200 people from here that use the Lakeland Senior Center, okay, that's different than if there's
$700 is nothing if you're talking those types of numbers.
No.
Personally, I don't know any old people.
No, So that was my thought on that one. If you did plan on giving anything extra to them, which we give them $700 now, we should definitely compensate ours, because that is where our tax money is supposed to go. Is locally, really.
Yeah, I don't think being an old person should have boundaries of where you go and get your services.
No, no, no.
I shouldn't even say old people, I should say mature people.
Senior.
You know, like the Lakeland Senior Center, I know, you know, before they burned down, they did have their equipment closet, which people were able to get walkers and that type of thing. All that equipment got burned up. I know, I keep a cubby of old folks' equipment. It's been taxed to the max.
Hey, I borrowed all my stuff, man. I started out with a walker. Progressed, but yeah, I don't know if I'd had to buy all that stuff. That would have been unbelievable.
It's amazing the expense.
Yeah, because I have such a mature crowd and I just have it. There were pickup trucks coming. Well, here's a scooter and here's a bassinet, so you can get the bath. Okay, enough, enough.
Yeah.
I gotta get everything back to them.
So it's your call on that.
Now, I have a soft spot, you know, for the local thing with the Bow Wow.
Yes.
I mean, I think we have to be part of the community, I really do. As far as the chamber, I mean, we don't do a whole bunch of things here, but I think it's important to have enough port bodies. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
I did miss the parade this year because I was digging a grave, okay?
This is the first parade I ever went to, and yeah, those porta potties were handy.
I used them, and we have so few businesses left, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And it can be taxing on the ones that are there.
Yeah, I think that's.
I definitely don't have a problem.
And they're not, I mean, they're not over requesting to me.
No, it's all reasonable.
But I'm not sure about the crowd or something, and I love our crowd.
Yeah, I.
One of the differentiating factors with the Crawling Stone is that it is a DNR landing. The Fence Lake Association works very closely with the tribe on that landing and has provided significant funds to help set up the electronic equipment.
I was just gonna say, they got that electronic, that camera there.
That's right.
They've got that, they have volunteers, and I don't recall if they have an employee or not.
Yeah, they do, from Oshkosh, yeah.
So they've done everything they can do there. On the other end of the chain is the Crawling Stone Lakes Association and their attempt to work on that particular landing.
And I suppose if they put it at the.
And they've done everything they can with the DNR, but can't get any more money from them.
So what I.
If they put it at the campground, that's.
They have a camera there too. They have a camera there too.
Is there a way we can do this without designating it to the association? It doesn't look like we're getting, you know what I'm saying?
So it doesn't look like we're preferring one association over the other.
How was it? It was Lakes Committee grants, then Lakes Committees. We could just put that line item back in Lakes Committees, and they're the first one that asked for it.
Correct. To me, I could handle that.
Put it in channel clearing, because if you get a bunch of weeds, you're gonna be clearing.
Yeah, I hate to add the line item is what I say.
No, no, but I'm just saying, can we put it somewhere that's not designated?
Yes, we could say Lakes Committees.
Well, it would just be, you know, it would be under boat landing, you know, management or something.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, we'd have to think of a good name for that line item.
Yeah.
And then the first person that asked for it was Crawling Stone, so.
Yeah, because last year you used that money, or a couple of years ago, you used that money for buoys.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I bought eight new additional buoys out of.
Right.
Yeah, they've been getting them out.
Oh, yeah. Slow, no wait.
In fact, there should be two brand new ones in that channel, because I just paid for eight new ones.
Right, right. Slow, no wait.
In late summer, so.
Well, I didn't even go boating this year, so I didn't know if any of them.
Yeah.
I pushed my boat from the landing to my dock and pushed it back from my dock to the landing and didn't even start it.
I gun like buys their own. We had two on the north flats that were by the channels there that we repaired.
Became a floating patio.
We repaired them, so, because we didn't have any extra at the time. And now I've ordered some more, so I just give them up to Elliot. Then he uses them as needed, but.
So does that make sense?
Yeah, we'll just have to think of a name for that line item.
Well, I would just put it as landing maintenance.
Okay.
And then that.
Oh, yeah, that could be anything.
Is that acceptable?
Yeah, that's good.
And then that would go under the rec, or do you want it under conservation, or?
Let's see, where was it before, I think?
I think it was a separate item.
I would think conservation.
Yeah, me too.
I'm gonna have to look where it was before.
Well, before.
Because that's how it falls in for my Form C.
Okay.
I think you had a separate line item, didn't you?
Yeah, it was a separate line item.
It was, but just our.
But it's gotta go under a certain, a certain budget thing, because that's how my Form C goes, and I believe it was.
It was under recreation programs and events, I believe.
Yeah, either that or conservation. I'll have to look at my.
But we're.
So we'll put it in $1,000, right?
Yeah.
I will add that line item. I believe it was under conservation.
We can give it kind of a mafia spin, say protection. Protection.
Yeah.
Nice, like you got your shame if something happened to it.
Landing protection or something, I don't know.
So now we're gonna do it, find $2,900 somewhere in this budget and get it out, is that what we?
We'll have to take it out of equipment additions.
Equipment additions.
That's where we gotta take it out.
Jim?
Explain to me, what happens at, I know we're only in middle October, but at year end, what happens to the funds that are unused?
You know that.
Because it always goes right into the carryover.
You know that. It goes into.
For the board supervisor, we're only using half of that, we know.
Sure.
And the audit, we're only using $7,000 of the $10,000.
Right, so at the end of the year, our expenses are, just say, less than what we anticipated.
Than budgeted.
And budgeted, so that money plus the excess revenue is a total, and that goes into the.
The carryover.
What's it called?
Contingency.
Contingency fund or?
Reserve.
The reserve fund, that's in there.
I take the excess revenue, and if there's excess.
So then that money will be used when we need to buy a mower.
Yeah, then that goes into that contingency or reserve fund. And every year, Irene does the transfer from general fund to the reserve fund.
But some of that money can be used for these things here instead of.
No.
It can't?
Well, it goes to the reserve fund, and if some big expense comes up that's unpredictable, we could take it out of there and use it for the following year, but not just like $1,000 here and $1,000 there.
No.
It's designated basically for.
See, what you want to stay away from is you don't ever want to impose that line to be some sort of a slush fund.
No.
Because that's a real bad habit for town governments to do, or any government. So we want a correct budget. We're gonna find that $2,900. It's too easy just to say, oh, yeah, we'll go into that contingency.
Yep.
You use the contingency fund for specific items that are high cost that.
Right.
Well, that could be the mower.
Or an emergency.
Or.
So, yeah, like at the end of the year, if we have extra money and it goes into reserve fund.
Could be for the mower.
You know, that's kind of, you know, put aside for mowers, or at one time it was, yeah, trucks. It's put aside for, it was for our new voting equipment. You know, if there is an absolute emergency, I suppose, you know, the board could make a decision to take them out of there, but.
Or if we have some legal thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If we were being sued or something tremendous happened, or an employee got hurt tremendously or something of that nature, those funds would then, we would approach that.
But not just nickel and diming it.
No, that really looks bad.
But just to clarify, we're talking about a mower here. What kind of a mower? Are we talking about a?
The tractor.
Push hog or a push mower?
No, the one that mowed a.
They're like an 80 horse.
For the shoulders?
They're about $180,000.
Yeah. Or the John Deere we have now, it's been working. We've had.
Bandied it.
Pete's had me go look at it, so I personally had some type of appeal of what was going on. Our old one, and it amazes me how this vehicle wore out so much, but I remember the old one where it used to get burned riding on it.
Yep.
The hydraulics were so hot that dirt used to run.
Yep.
Well, that thing was in better shape than this new one here, which isn't new no more, I'm just saying.
Well, that machine is 15 years old.
Yeah.
And it takes a beating in the side.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of mowing.
On the road, I mean, it's out every day.
Just about every day. The guys rotate on there.
Yes, yeah.
May I have one more question?
Yes.
Yet nobody mentioned anything about the fire department expansion. Has that gone by the way?
They're still working on it. I haven't seen any final numbers or really final plans on it. If and when that comes about, what we'd have to do is have informational meetings, explain what's going on, and then budgeting or money for that. You know, that's not something you budget here, because that's going to wind up being a loan. And with it being a building project, that needs to go to a town meeting. That's not something the board,
special town meeting.
No, we can't pay that.
The people would have to.
That goes before a town meeting, so it's kind of a whole different process.
And that can happen anytime. It's not set by this budget.
Yeah.
We just have to recognize it as if there was a payment where we're going to make that money to start.
Exactly. So, yeah, it's.
I've never had to do that.
Something new.
It'll be something new for this town.
It'll be something new, yes, it will be.
This time we did it was with the grader.
We did?
We took a loan on the grader.
Sure.
That thing's 20 years old.
I know, it's brand new.
Yeah, it was brand new when we bought it. We had it that long.
They don't have any gravel roads left, so really need the grader.
Primarily use it in the winter to wind the snowbanks back.
Okay.
So my other question is, what should we do with the animal control?
Oh, yeah.
We currently have, what, 7 in there?
Yeah.
We're going to use the 7 this month, because I just had $1,000 worth of dogs go to Crandon this week.
Oh, wow.
And I myself think we should raise it 2 tabs.
Three. We went to 10.
That's one of those things you've got to do, isn't it?
Yeah, either that or we have to have our own animal control place.
No, and you know.
And that's going to be way more than $10,000.
It's worked very well with the tribe over the many years that we've been.
They're so nice in answering our calls.
They answer the calls, they take care of it, I mean.
Elliot makes sure I get the bills, I make sure Elliot gets the receipts and a copy of the check, and it's just worked out really nice.
Years ago, when before we had an animal control officer, it was required that there were an awful lot of them running around town.
Oh, that was terrible.
And you don't have the packs anymore, I mean, they're gone.
So do you agree with that, Ken?
Yeah.
Because the costs of that have continued to go up.
I mean, I know the tribe pays them a goose time, and it's auto and everything like that, and it's gas and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, we're covering shelter fees.
So that puts us at 5,900.
I don't know what to do about the library. Wish someone would have been here.
Yeah, I
should have some information on that.
We got one more chance, I would be asked.
Well, true, we're, yeah. I'm sure by this afternoon or by Monday. Oh, I forgot. I was supposed to be here. Yeah.
So what kind of an increase are we talking about on animal control?
$3,000.
$3,000.
And it's basically just going to cover shelter for the animals.
Yeah.
The Hope thing, my thought was that was just put $1,000 into that youth program and wait for them to come and ask for it with some backup of what they used it for in the past. We're not going to label it Hope, we're going to put it under youth programs like it was.
Yeah, good thought.
So that would be $450.
Programs come and go.
Yep. So basically, we've covered everything except for requests, the library and the elderly program.
No, you're not gonna move me on the elderly program, not until we, not unless we talk to the tribe or find out, you know, because I think we would have to give to that, we have to.
Definitely.
I'd rather not close the door on that, yet I'd like to see the numbers, see what they've got.
From the senior center.
The pool out there.
See how many people from this town are using that center.
Okay. So we're gonna wait on that, and library? We give them $7,000 now. Now, what were you saying, Jim, that? We give them $7,000, we gave them $6,500 extra for that program. And there's a maintenance fee yearly?
Yes, on this Merlin program that goes to Northern Waters to maintain it and all that kind of stuff.
And you said that's $3,500?
Yes.
And that's a definite, like?
But it's three.
If you want to be in that program, you gotta pay the $3,500 maintenance yearly.
Well, initially, the initial $6,500 was, actually was $68 at the time, so I don't know, that fluctuates a little bit depending on their services. Then the following year, it could be somewhere between $3,000 and $3,500 to maintain that membership.
And that's a yearly thing?
That's a yearly thing.
Okay.
But, oh. What happens when you said earlier that they have to spend it for that this year or they lose it?
She knows that.
But what happens if they don't get the program implemented? Then there won't be that required $3,500 next year?
Yeah, right.
If they don't pay the $6,500, then they don't.
It's not really a carryover thing, we don't really carry over our budget.
What if they pay it to that fund and they still don't get the thing implemented? Then you pay $3,500 again next year for nothing?
No, you don't.
They haven't paid the $6,500 to the library.
We haven't paid the $6,500 yet, there's some, from what I heard, there's some. Somebody like holding off, you know, they're holding off, I don't know what that means.
Well, Jeannie's the one that does the communication with Northern Waters, and they lost some people, some assistant directors up there, and they're trying to backfill, and they're covering, what, seven counties, and whether any of that's true, I don't know, but that's her reason for that.
Like they don't have time for us, is that it?
That's what it sounds like, that's what Jeannie's.
They don't have time to implement that program, so we haven't paid for it.
Because they have to bring people down here to help them implement it, they supply the computer, they set up the computer, they inventory all the books and make it part of WISCAT, which is the big inner library system. And some of that's getting done, but not to the extent that it's anywhere near complete. That's as of the last.
I wish she was here, so we could, are you gonna get it done by the end of the year, or?
Well, Bob told him at the last meeting, Rob Milburn, said that it has to be used, or use it.
Rob Milburn came in and talked to me too, and we discussed the same thing.
Yeah, so Jeannie knows that, and.
And then I told Jeannie, and she said she'd be here.
So now, if they get it implemented, there's another $3,000 maintenance on that.
$35.
Or $35.
$35. I suppose if they don't use it, then.
Yeah.
Unless, yeah, they'd have to go back to the tribe and see if the tribe wants to fund it, if they don't get the $65 from us.
I guess, I mean, you had your chance and you didn't use it, you know, it's not like we denied them.
Right.
So I guess you almost have to put the $35 in there. You agree? Seven, $35. Oops.
So with all that.
And we're holding off on the senior.
Yeah, so with all that being said and done, our equipment additions, if we pulled it from there, would be at $41,485.
41 what?
41,485.
All I got.
This is last year's.
We're talking about.
I'm gonna take it out of here.
Out of the equipment additions.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a pretty healthy line item.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Equipment additions is what's, that's 6,000. It's over here.
It's gonna be down to 41,485.
Yeah. After doing the math, I'll make sure I have to hear that.
And we can just hope that our transportation needs go up.
Yes, and we won't know.
Equipment additions, I think.
In terms of the road construction, new road construction, it, you're probably, price of oil is up.
Diesel in my truck is three.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm quitting driving, I mean, that's ridiculous.
And the asphalt going up, I mean, it didn't help with that refinery blowing up.
It's always the case.
Yeah, I mean, they're not gonna have that thing going until maybe 2019, 2020.
They're talking about losing refinery capacity down the corridor right now too.
They're going, so, you know, you're gonna see an 8 to 10% increase in that, but we should be, I mean, with what our bids came in this year. Keep plugging along at it.
So should I write a little note to this Janelle from the thing saying the budget is remaining the same right now? We would like to hear some figures of.
Yes.
Yeah, that would be great.
Bob wanted to see figures, you know, what they have.
Yeah. And I know he'll be talking to her, but not about that.
Yeah.
I won't.
No.
Get in the middle of that.
Jim?
I know we did a pre-buy on propane in the middle of summer. To what extent did that cover us into next summer?
That'll cover us through till next summer.
Okay, because I heard that it's supposed to go up to like $2.60 a gallon again by winter because of the hurricanes.
Oh, jeez.
To the end of the season, there's a date on there.
We do that every year.
Yep. Okay. Well, what we'll do then is we'll redo all this with new numbers.
Get together shortly.
And then we'll get together again and go over those final numbers and see if there's any other additions or corrections that you wanna look at.
Before we have the November.
Before we could, yeah, and we'll schedule a.
Has the county, finished their budget?
They've been working.
No, there's a budget workshop notice that I got just like 2 days ago or something, so I'm thinking that.
Yeah, we're still hanging fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they're still working.
I did the same thing about the workshop, so.
All right, well then, we would need a motion to adjourn at 10:55. No, second. Motion made in second to do adjourn. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. All right.